Mets and Braves, Matt Harvey getting the start after Noah Syndergaard was scratched with a tired arm. R.A. Dickey getting the start at Citi Field for the first time since he was a Met, and he gets a lead in the second.
Right back where it came from and into center field on a 93-mile-an-hour pitch. Here comes Nick around third. The throw is up the first baseline, and Jace Peterson's RBI single gives the Braves a second-inning lead. And he jumps on the first one and singles into center. Here comes Brucer out there. They're going to wave him. Ender loads up. Here comes his throw to the plate. Suzuki applies the tag for an easy out. First pitch. Rifle toward right center field. Long run. Markakis can't get there. Ender plays it on a hop. And Cespedes into second base, dragging his left leg.
And that's when it grabbed him, and it's going to have to come out.
Broken bat, and that's down the right field line. It's going to drop in for a hit. He is going to score on a Freddie Freeman broken bat double.
The long look to second, and the pitch to Suzuki hit high in the air and deep to left field. Conforto back at the warning track at the wall. This one is gone.
The Braves go on to win it 7-5. They sweep the quick two-game set. The Mets have now dropped 10 of 11, and they're five games under 500 for the first time since 2014. Besides Cespedes, Dickey left the game with a left quad spasm. The Braves leapfrog the Mets and get out of last place in the East with the win. Manager Brian Snicker talked about his club's second straight victory after the game.
I mean, he doesn't foresee missing his next start, so it was just at a point I thought, in that game, as I told him, it's like, I can't watch it, you know, don't want to chance it anymore.
Where did you feel it?
Huh?
When did he feel it?
Mike, when he hit the ground ball.
What about Suzuki? Has that pass ball and then comes right back with the big three-run homer.
Yeah, it's big. I mean, he swung the bat pretty good all day, really. He just missed a couple others. But, you know, I don't count them as pass balls when you're trying to catch that thing.
The add-on runs today, really big.
They're always big. You know, we kind of did it last night, and it's maybe hopefully that's, you know, kind of worms turning in our direction where we can continue to, you know, pick those runs up.
You got the throw from Ender and the catch from Matt Kemp.
Great catch by Matt. I mean, I didn't think that ball's hit that good, but it was kind of jumping out over there, and he covered a lot of ground on that ball. And then Ender, I thought, you know, I don't know if his foot touched plate or not in that last play. Hit the shin guard and bounced up. It's like I can get where they, you know, you couldn't overturn it because you couldn't tell. You know, you didn't have that angle to know if it went over the plate, but I'm not sure. But anyway, it's a good ball game to win.
Strong afternoon for your middle relievers as well.
Yeah, really good. All of them kind of tag teamed it and did a good job. Got some, you know, Viz had a big strikeout right there. It was good.
Jason's kind of done a good job filling in a couple of days.
Real good job. Yeah, he's, you know, he's gotten a lot of at-bats. I mean, he's played a lot and you know, got a lot of opportunities. He's done a good job with it.
We talked about the add-on runs, but it's nice to see the offense spread out throughout the game. You had runs in the second, fifth, and ninth inning today.
No, it is. It's like I say, the add-on runs are huge in games. Two-out RBIs are huge. And, you know, it's like if you get on winning streaks, you're probably getting some two-out RBIs. And, you know, it's a big at-bat by Nick right there just to pick up that run in the ninth. That's good. Hopefully we can just continue to build on that offensive part of the game.
That RBI double with Freddie shatters his bat and still hits it pulls it to the right field corner.
Well, I mean, it's Freddie.
Up next, the Braves' road trip continues in Milwaukee on Friday. Bartolo Colon gets the start in the opener against Chase Anderson.